This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police in Nigeria say an armed gang abducted students from an Islamic school in the north-central part of the country. Police spokesman said the gunmen on motorcycles attacked the town of Tajina around 3 p.m. on Sunday. The school's owner told Reuters in a phone interview that he witnessed the attack and saw at least 150 students taken from the school by heavily armed people on motorcycles. One person was shot dead during the attack, and a second person was seriously injured, according to the state governor's spokeswoman. She said 11 of the children taken were released by the gunmen because they were too small and could not walk. Armed groups are believed to have kidnapped more than 700 students for ransom since December. U.S. President Joe Biden pledged Sunday to tell Russian leader Vladimir Putin at their June summit that Washington will not let Moscow abuse human rights. The upcoming face-to-face meeting with the Kremlin leader comes amid levels of tension not seen for years, with Washington recently dialing back ambitions to little more than establishing a relationship in which both sides understand each other and can work together in specific areas. Since taking office, Biden has imposed new sanctions against Moscow over cyber hacking, repeated meddling in presidential elections, treatment of jailed Putin critic Alexei Navalny, and the military conflict in Ukraine. Yet another focus is on Russian-dominated Belarus, which caused an uproar just last week after authorities forced an airliner passing overhead to land, then arrested an opponent to President Alexander Lukashenko, who had been aboard.